Well, they usually got some intro music. But we'll just pretend we're on air, I guess. Okay, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. I'm your host for the next 2 hours, and it is the 4th of February, 2018. It's been kind of a strange morning here. A friend of mine died on the East Coast. So, kind of threw me off what I'm going to be talking about today. So we'll just have to see where we're going to go here. I also got a call this morning from a guy from the Thunder Bay area who's being like so many people in this country now, being harassed, intimidated, screwed over. And he may be on the show next week to discuss some of his experiences. And let me see what we can get open here and get this show on the road. It's been a very strange, strange morning. And to be on top of that, we got dumped on big time last night. And we got a pile of snow. And it's still snowing. So, once the show is done, I guess I'm going to be shoveling for some considerable period of time now that it's getting warmer. So, the snow is getting heavier. But we'll just have to deal with that like we have to deal with everything else. Now, where will we go here? I think the one thing I want to talk about is people seem to be caught up in the politics. And when they're caught up in the politics, and remember, the politics is just a sleight of hand to keep you looking from where you should be looking. And people don't do enough research. People don't read enough. Now, here in Ontario, we have, I mean, this is like Looneyville, for sure. I mean, if you just go back 20 years and look at what we got now. In fact, if you were sleeping for 20 years, like Rip Van Winkle or whatever, and woke up to what's going on now, you'd be shaking your head going, what happened to the world? Well, the nutcases, and these people are nuts, they're psychopaths and sociopaths, are running the place, and we're allowing them to do so. And the question is, why are we allowing them to do so? You know, it's like a bunch of little children. We are. The general population has been reduced to an extremely childlike state. And they don't know how to act like men and women. It's like they're still in the early grades of school, where the authority, the teacher, tells you what you can and can't do. And you always have the hierarchy hanging over you, the fear of the principal. If you don't sit down and do what I tell you to do, I'm going to send you to the principal's office. At which point the entire class goes, ah, not the principal's office. Like, that's like the Red Queen in Alice in Wonderland. And that's what they've got us living in, is a fake fictional world. And we put up with this stuff. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it at all. You know, I saw some videos last night. Now, Rob Ford, not Rob, is it Rob Ford? Doug Ford, Rob's dad. Doug Ford, Rob's brother, is going to run for the leader of the provincial conservatives. The leader of the Conservative Party coming into the provincial election. Now, the leader they had, Patrick Brown, apparently, I can't see where he even really did anything wrong. I mean, everybody has a voice box. But apparently, there was something about some sexual improprieties, but nothing happened. So in this world, that is cause to have him removed from the leader of the party. Well, it's not much of a party if the party won't stand up for the leader, is it? Everybody's so running scared of this concern about offending someone. It's beyond ridiculous. Now, where I come from, if I offend you, sorry, right? But this is not a cause to make an attempt to destroy my life or anybody else's life. Because, you see, I can't tell what's going to offend you. I have no idea of what's going to offend you unless you present me with a booklet or something that gives a complete and total list of what I might say to you that might offend you, then tough luck. And I don't have time to read your stupid booklet anyways. Where I come from, and I don't know how everybody got so far away from this, where I come from, it's a simple fact. You say what you mean, and you mean what you say. If someone should be, oh my God, well, that offends me. Well, sorry. You got two legs? Walk away. Simple as that. But they've cranked up this nonsense to a point where it's become completely ludicrous. Black Lives Matter. Well, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. Everybody's life matters. Well, yeah, but we're black, so our lives matter. Well, I get that. So what are you telling me? Well, you people are white. I am. Can't do nothing about it. You were born black. I was born white. Get along. Now, if I'm offending you because I'm white, then wouldn't it be equal if you offended me because you're black? Well, no, then that's racism. Really? So, Black Lives Matter, but I'm white, and that's a problem somehow. I can't do nothing about it. Like I said, I was born white. I could have been born turquoise for crying out loud. So Black Lives Matter, and if I say anything, then I'm a white supremacist based on nothing but fairy tales, and then you're going to come at me. Well, that don't work in my world, and it ought not to work in your world either. Doesn't matter what color you are. But none of this is a childlike stuff, okay? So all of these things that get cranked up, be it Occupy. I mean, how many people got involved in Occupy? And Occupy is a member of the World Federalist, which is Marxist. Most of the people that were attending these Occupy things, are just a bunch of brainless fools that would attend most anything without ever asking a question of what's behind it. And it's the same thing with Black Lives Matter. It's the same thing with the indigenous movement. It's the same thing with the LGBTQ movement. You're all being used as useful idiots. Now, the sooner you realize that, the better. And if you can't realize it, then you are not only a threat to everybody else, you're a threat to your own kind. Because you're stupid. You're ignorant. You know, and they have that old saying, ignorance is bliss. Well, ignorance is about as far away from bliss as you can get. Ignorance is actually dangerous. Because ignorance leads you to places you wouldn't go if you had a brain. Ignorance is something you wouldn't possess if you did some research. Ignorance wouldn't exist for you if you asked some questions. But that's all too much work for the average idiot that's walking on this planet. And that needs to stop. You know, I actually tried for some period of time to get dragged in front of the Human Rights Tribunal. And I'm still hoping they'll drag me in front of the Human Rights Tribunal. People go, oh, you don't want to go there. Yeah, I do, actually. Well, no, see, running around in fear is I don't get that either. You know, that means you're still the child in the low-grade public school. Because you're always thinking about these authorities as the teacher, whether you realize it or not. It's ingrained in your brain really early in your life. So you'll get in trouble. I mean, I remember the look on students' faces way back in the early grades. In fact, all the way through school. You do as the teacher tells you to do, or you're going to end up at the principal's office. Ah! You know, Alice in Wonderland, off with their heads! But see, Alice, you got to separate yourself mentally. And I started doing that at a very young age because I was always asking questions. And nobody seemed to want to answer the questions, which was rather perplexing at the time. You're the teacher. I asked you a question, then you should either be able to answer it, or we should turn it into a class project to find the answer, but that never happened. So I've said this before, and I'll say it again. At a very early age, I thought, well, how can I see better? How can I see better? This is a problem with most people. They can't see. You see? They're rambling on about what's the store candy, if you will, looking in the front window of the store.